So welcome back to part two of our lecture or our module on content marketing. And we're going to continue our discussion on how the different parts of the marketing funnel relate to the types of content that you generate. So let's focus. Start by focusing on the top of the funnel. And you'll notice that you have different types of places here, digitally, other, and even print media or direct mail or whatever, that will start to generate places where people can become aware of what it is that you're doing. So Whole Foods does a blog. Birchbox does YouTube channels, for example. They generate videos of what they're doing for beauty-type products. Sam Cart podcasts that generate product awareness. So these are all different places where companies can utilize assets that they create to actually get people started on their path down through a marketing funnel. The goal in the middle of the funnel then, once you have done things to generate awareness, the goal in the middle of the marketing funnel is really to generate leads. This is where you kind of do things that take all the people who are aware of you and you get them to stand up or take some sort of action to generate leads that you can follow up on at a later point or right away to generate sales. So we're going to focus for a moment on the middle of the funnel. And some of the things that you might do here in the context of content marketing is generating educational resources, useful webinars, different PDFs that they could download, software downloads, discounts, coupons, quizzes, surveys, all that kind of stuff is what you would do here at this point in time. And the theory here is that people who are engaging with you at this level on any one of these items are people that are generally have more than just a passing interest in what it is you're talking about or what you're doing or what you have available. To get leads, typically you need some sort of a lead magnet. And lead magnets, as I explained in previous lectures, can be anything from white papers, PDF documents, case studies, specialized reports. In this particular case, you got a white paper here from Cloud Margin that generates leads simply by making this available on the internet in exchange for getting your email address. A discount offer from Kate Spade generates leads, and you can see the pop-up that comes up over the website. So you get 15% off plus free shipping if you give us your information. A LASIK info kit from King LASIK generates leads simply by putting this document out there. It says you've got questions, you've got answers. Download this free LASIK info kit and video series. A catalog from IKEA generates leads. And one thing that I might mention here is that the more expensive your offer is going to be at the end of the day, like LASIK surgery, you notice that they were talking about downloading a info kit and video series. It's because LASIK is not an inexpensive process. You're probably talking at least several thousand dollars to have this done. Therefore, you need to have a higher level, a higher quality, and a greater quantity of information available for somebody that's really serious about having LASIK done at some point in the future. Whereas if you're selling makeup or beauty aids, that kind of stuff, the threshold of information that you need to provide is going to be quite a bit lower than you would need to have for something like LASIK surgery. Catalog from IKEA that generates leads. And then at the bottom of the funnel, the whole objective is taking people who have expressed some sort of interest, have engaged with this content that you made available and the resources that you made available in the last in the previous section, and take them and make your offer available and do the kind of button pushing that you need to do to get them to actually place the order and close the sale. So let's take just a moment and we'll take a look at some of the different things that happen at the bottom of this simple funnel that we've been talking about. Some of the things, some of the techniques that you can try at this point are a hands-on demo, free for 13 or 14 days, or free for a month kind of a thing. You can do customer stories, customer testimonials. This is what I had to deal with before I had LASIK surgery. And after, while I had the process, here's what happened, here's what you can expect, and my recovery amounted to this, that, or whatever. Comparisons. Charts where you can show the features and benefits of your particular product or service relative to other products and services, spec sheets, case studies, webinars, recorded events, mini classes, whatever seems to fit for whatever you need to get accomplished to close the sale. And again, this is going to vary from one product to the next based on cost and complexity of the product that you're offering. This dishwasher demo from Whirlpool closes sales. You can kind of read through that at your leisure. Customer success stories, for example. This is very powerful stuff. Customer success stories from Salesforce. Another customer story, for example, that closes deals where they talk about their experience, what they're all about, etc. Comparison sheet. It shows the all the features and benefits that you have, but the other people may not have. Content assists people in the movement, or assists businesses in the movement of potential customers and clients from one stage of that funnel to the next. And we, in this particular module about content marketing, we've been dealing with a very simple funnel of three steps, top, middle, and bottom. But it also will work in the context of that customer value journey diagram that we've dealt with throughout this entire course. Content is different for, and as you, whether you're dealing with a simple funnel like we've had or the more extensive, tightly defined customer value diagram that we've had before, the content at each point is going to be different based on their level of interest, based on their awareness, based on their level of excitement about who you are and what you're doing. So that's more information about content, and when we come back next time, we're going to wrap up the whole lecture about content marketing. We'll see you next time.